Okay.
This episode's called What the Fuck Does Billy Know About
Aliens?
Alien.
Shh.
Aliens.
I don't even think they heard that. I don't even think they come up.
What the fuck does Billy know about aliens?
In case you didn't work that out.
Yeah. A-L-I-E-N. Not just the movie, not the movie Aliens. And movie. not just the movie Alien and Aliens.
Yep.
Alien invasions,
mm-hmm.
Alien movies,
yep.
Alien attacks.
Yep.
UFOs, motherfucker.
They're all about the place.
Hey.
I see them come around here. I see some weird looking people.
Are you scared?
I'm scared.
You're scared?
Robot monster. He was an alien.
That's just scared me.
Yeah.
That's
exactly.
Badass.
Badass bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, what are your first thoughts on aliens? Like, in general.
In general?
Movie, not movie, just alien general.
Okay, well, not movie. I believe there's something out there. There's got to be something out there. It has to be. It's the size of space, you know, it's apparently.
We can't be the only intelligent people around.
Because we're not that.
Exactly.
We, really?
We can't be.
No.
Yeah.
There has to be something.
There's got to be something that have more intelligence than us. It makes sense.
Okay, yeah. So is there, like, just, we're getting a bit deep, is it just one sun? Or millions of light years away?
They've proven that.
Is there another?
They've proven that there's more than one sun.
Mm-hmm.
But people choose to ignore it. They've proven that there's galaxies out there which. Mm-hmm. A sun is a star.
Yep.
That people and planets are evolving around that star.
Yep.
It's happening all around the universe.
Mm-hmm.
But people ignore it and assume that sun.
And God created
is
this
sun.
One Earth.
Yeah. Well, let's not talk about religion.
Yeah.
Because we'll be all fucking day.
Yeah. So
it'd be a short podcast. Be like, what the fuck do you know about religion? Fuck religion.
Yeah.
Fucking man, Chinese monkey.
That's what you do with it.
Exactly. But no, aliens, you know, they've been depicted,
mm-hmm.
in a lot of films. They've been, most majorly, they're like proper hardcore things.
Yep.
Creatures.
Yep.
They're like, maybe intelligent or not intelligent,
mm-hmm.
but they're not as evolved as us.
Yep.
That's how they usually do it.
I tell you what I love about aliens is the fact that in movies, they only really tend to attack America.
Yeah. Fuck, we live in England.
And they've got Area 51 and they've got all of these aliens,
yeah.
in it. Because they're America is that special.
Because it's there and they just think, where are we going to go? Let's go to America.
Yeah.
I'm going to see Hollywood.
Yeah.
let's go and kill them Hollywood tags. Let's do that. So, like, the first film that I will mention, because if it's about...
It's in the title.
Alien.
Mm-hmm.
Alien.
Yep.
1979.
Of course.
Ridley Scott made that film.
Right.
He's a British director. He's a good director. He's actually like, I don't know if he's Sir Ridley Scott yet, but he might be. I could be wrong. But you know, it's a simple storyline.
Mm-hmm.
A mining ship investigating a suspected SOS lands on a distant planet, and a crew discovers some strange creatures and investigates.
What year is this set in?
Well, it's set in the future. So it's made 1979, but it's set in the future. So it's set before now.
Yep.
It's like 2000 something.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, it's all. Space things, they're just going around mining for oil, mining for stuff, looking for like they do in the films, they're looking for shit.
Yep, resources.
Resources, yeah, exactly. And then they get a call,
mm-hmm.
from a ship, because, you know, you hear a call from a ship, you go and see, are they okay?
Yep.
Go see this ship. Everyone's dead.
Is it a friendly ship, or is it of a...
Everyone's dead on the
kind.
Ship. Everyone's dead on the ship.
Is it a ship that they know that's like...
Well, I don't think they knew what it was. It was just an SOS. It was like, come help us.
Right.
So they went to see it. Everyone was dead in the ship. They couldn't find anyone.
Mm-hmm.
So they went there, done a couple of like tests and that. And then one of them got attacked by a facehugger. Like a little creature. It's like a scorpion.
Yeah, they're ugly
like
little things. And they
stuck onto his finger.
Yeah, they plant inside you.
Exactly. And then they go back on the ship. Think everything's okay.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, he had that thing stuck in his face. And then suddenly it drops off. He wakes up, he's fine.
Yep.
It's John Hurt, that is. It's a big, big English actor.
Yep.
And he wakes up, it's all fine.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, okay. that was a close call, you know, you got attacked by something, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly, like, they're walking around and they're having, I think they're having, like, just like breakfast or dinner. And then he starts, like, choking. And then BANG!
Out pops
out his chest.
Mm-hmm. Is it another little face hugger?
It's an alien.
Or is it,
it's a little alien. That's what they do. They, like you said, they plant themselves.
Mm-hmm.
The face huggers plant them in you.
Yep.
Come out of you. That's what they do. They need a host.
Yep. He never thought that he would ever give birth in his life.
No, and he didn't give birth.
He did not
give
birth. He never think he would give
him
birth to an alien.
It come out of his stomach. He died.
I reckon he would have rather it, you know, he shat it out.
Exactly. So, here is the clip from Alien when it pops out of his stomach.
I don't want to talk about it. I'm eating this. What's the matter? The food ain't that bad,
wrong,
baby.
Jane, what's wrong?
Are you choking?
What's wrong?
Hit him in the back.
What's wrong?
What's wrong?
Just a minute. Just a minute.
What?
Serious.
Jane, what's the matter?
What's the matter? Jane! Get the screw out! Down! Down. Hold it. Get the spoon! Just come on!
What do we do?
Ah, yeah, I shown it! Hold him up. Damn it! Jeez, I need to respond! I'm trying!
Hey, what's the matter?
You and Brett, secure the air and make sure we're safe.
Spaceballs. He actually comes back in the Spaceballs and reenacts that scene.
Mm-hmm.
In the caf. And he goes, I don't want what he's having.
What a great line.
That is it. It's good. That's a good film. But so Alien then opens, it goes on the ship, it grows up very quickly and then starts to kill them off one by one.
Mm-hmm.
Last one to survive.
So when it jumps out of his stomach,
it runs away and hides.
Oh, okay. To then go and reproduce?
No, not necessarily reproduce.
Or to grow?
To grow.
Right.
You can get big and then it just ends up killing you.
Mm-hmm.
It's an alien.
Yep. So how does the bird become the mother?
That's later on in the films. Makes it more kind of weird.
Yeah.
Because obviously the next film after Sigourney Weaver was obviously the survivor,
mm-hmm,
of Alien. And she went off in a shuttle.
Just turn her
over. Yeah, because she opened up the hole,
yep,
in the thingy, and then she threw the alien out of him.
Just one alien, was it?
It's only one alien in the film, yeah. Hence why the film's called Alien.
Right.
So that kind of makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And obviously the second film, Aliens,
yep,
yeah, was made by James Cameron.
What's he done?
What do you reckon?
I recognise that name.
Name, pluck a few films out of the air and I'll tell you whether you're close to what
he's
made.
Jimmy Cameron. Not got a clue.
You have got, you know who he is.
I'll say
he doesn't make
trilogy.
He doesn't make big films, he doesn't make small films, he makes big films.
Makes big films?
Yeah.
Avatar.
Yeah. James Cameron.
Really?
Yeah. James Cameron made Avatar. He also made Terminator.
Yeah.
Terminator 2.
Mm-hmm.
Titanic.
Yeah.
So he doesn't do small films. He makes big films.
Yep.
That's his sort of thing. He likes to make big fuck off movies.
He likes a lot of money. He likes the money.
I'm a little bit wary of James Cameron. From my perspective, I'm like, this guy, he makes a film which pushes progression on in movies.
Mm-hmm.
But then I look at it and go, but he doesn't make a fucking good storyline.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? The bigger the film make
mm-hmm.
is, the less the story is. Like Terminator, small budget,
yep.
great story.
Mm-hmm.
Terminator 2,
big budget,
story's alright.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's still a good film,
mm-hmm.
but if you look at the story, it's a little bit weird. It's like, kind of doesn't make sense, but okay. It's cool, we'll
yep.
go with it. It's Terminator 2.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sports man, fucking you can't go wrong with that.
Well, you got him in there.
Titanic. Fuck off big budget.
Yep.
Like you said, storyline's a little bit pants.
Shit.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's true story.
It's
yeah.
a love story.
We know that it,
yep.
it fucking it sinks, we know
yep.
that shit.
But the story's more focused on a bullshit
yeah.
love
it,
story.
It's kind of like, he planned it out like
unrealistic.
That. Avatar.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you what, great filmmaking. Great special effects, great 3D effects,
mm-hmm.
push cinema onto the next level. Storyline, a 5-year-old kid could have wrote that in his sleep.
Yeah, he didn't like it.
It was a fucking awful storyline.
Yeah.
Awful.
I kind of liked the film.
Awful story, awful script.
I suppose I don't delve that deep.
Yeah, but if you do, if you think about it, it's Pocahontas.
Mm-hmm.
It's exactly the same story as Pocahontas. Exactly the same story as Dancing with the Wolves.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like Fern Gully.
Never seen it.
Fern Gully? Fern Gully, Last Rainforest.
Nope.
But no, but that's what it looked like. But James Cameron aside,
mm-hmm.
Aliens, he made Aliens in 1986, so about 7 years, 8 years later, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember when it was. 78, did we say 78?
Well, Alien was
yeah.
79.
79? Okay, yeah. So 7 years later.
So 7 years?
So the whole point is, the idea was Aliens. Alien 2.
Does it get better? Is this one better than
this one's a complete. The first one was very, horror film.
Yep.
Slow burning, like someone in the darkness attacking people. You
don't necessarily see it, but.
Yeah,
yeah.
You see it and you see it every now and again. It's like a stalker.
Yep.
Second film. The planet from Alien has been colonised, but contact is lost. This time, the rescue team has impressive firepower. Will that be enough? So this is a fuck off action film.
Mm.
It's big guns.
Yep.
It's fucking army.
Mm.
It's kill the fuckers. We couldn't give a fuck.
Yep.
First one, they didn't have nothing on their fucking on their ship. Do you
mm.
know what I mean? It was kind of like just run away from it.
Yep.
Hopefully you'll survive.
Mm.
This one is, I'm gonna go and chase it with a fuck off big gun
and
hope load the shit out of it. Sigourney Weaver comes back. She helps fight him. She's in a massive, you know, in Avatar when that geezer's in that massive machine thing fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Sigourney Weaver's doing that in Aliens.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's definitely doing it. Here is a clip from Aliens.
Just tell me one thing, Burke. You're going out there to destroy them, right? Not to study, not to bring back. But to wipe them out.
That's the plan.
All right, people, on the ready line.
Yeah.
Iron me!
Yeah!
Iron me!
Yeah!
Iron
yeah.
me! Yeah. Yeah. You got a ready line ready? Just time to die! Get on the ready line!
Cheers. after me, Hudson?
I got signals. I got readings in front and behind.
There's nothing back here.
Look, I'm telling you, there's something moving and it ain't us.
Get them out of there!
Aliens. This time, it's war.
So that was Aliens. James Cameron's Aliens.
Yep.
Jimmy K. Jimmy C. It's not really Jimmy K.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. And
sorry.
I just saw what we were in. So in the background, we're watching the film called Old Dogs with John Travolta and Robin Williams. It's a very bad film.
I've just done acid.
I wouldn't. They have. They've taken some kind of tablet.
Oh, they have.
It's like some kind of weird ecstasy tablet. Fucks them up.
It fucking looks like buzzing off his tits.
Yeah, they both are. But yeah, I don't recommend that film whatsoever because it's not very good at all.
There you go.
But yeah. From the horse. So Aliens, big action film, right? So 1986 or whatever it made.
Yeah.
Either way. They went on and then to make like a third film. Alien 3.
Alien 3. So it's got the Aliens.
So Aliens.
With two S's.
It's Alien 3. And that was made in 1992. Again, another 8 years.
Yeah.
No, 6 years, sorry.
Yep.
Another 6 years. So it's like another long time.
Mm-hmm.
This one, Ripley continues to be stalked by a savage alien after her escape pod crashes on a prison planet. So when she escapes from Alien 2,
yep.
She escapes with a guy, Michael Biehn, and a little girl called Newt,
yep.
Who she saved in the second film.
Yep.
She crashes onto a prison planet in Alien 3.
Pee on your head, Kat.
Yeah?
Yep.
They're both dead. And she's hurt.
Right.
So straight away you're like, what the fuck is the point of the second film? I don't give a shit.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean?
If it's just scary. Yeah.
Prison Planet.
Kill them off straight away.
All with loads of British actors. Loads of British actors.
Yeah.
You got fucking Ralph Brown. You know Ralph Brown? Plays in Mean Machine, plays the prison guard, the main one.
Yep.
Yeah, him. You got Pete Postlethwaite, guy who died recently, big massive British actor.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, this is a British film. It's Charles Dance.
Is this James Cameron again? No,
no.
David Fincher.
David Fincher, the guy who just directed Zodiac, Social Network, Fight Club.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't do small films now. I mean, he does proper good films.
Same as Dave Cameron.
Yeah, Dave Cameron.
So, oh, yeah.
That's a prime minister.
Mate, we're on a fucking personal basis here.
No, Dave Cameron. You said Dave Cameron.
What's his name?
James Cameron.
That's what I call him, Dave.
That's David Cameron. He's the prime minister of England.
Yeah, no, I met him down the pub. He's like, I'm like, you right, Dave? Because we didn't really know each other all that well. I met him down the pub, and he's like. Yeah, mate, I call him Dave, and then, you know, it's a bit of a running joke there. I call him Dave all the time. When he takes me to film premieres.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
Hey, David.
Hi, Dave.
Right, Dave. So that film was more a bit slow-burning, kind of. It wasn't action at all.
Yep.
It was, like, very dark and weird.
Mm-hmm.
People got the ump about it. Ripley killed herself at the end.
Who's Sigourney Weaver?
Yeah.
How? Well,
she jumps into some kind of weird, like, molten lava sort of. I'm probably wrong there, but she kills herself. She literally falls off the edge of something and kills herself, as well as the alien that has been attacking.
Yep. Okay, so how does it come about that she's the mother?
In Alien Resurrection in 1997, which was made by a guy called Jean-Pierre Jeunet.
Oh,
Davey. it was something to do, look, 200 years after her death, Ellen Ripley is revived as a powerful human alien hybrid clone who must continue her war against the aliens. They pretty much clone her, but there's an alien inside her.
Right, doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. So literally, an alien comes back and then tries to kill them all, and she's there as like a clone. Right. Winona Ryder's in Alien Resurrection.
Yep.
And she plays like a cyborg. I don't want to talk about Alien Resurrection that much because it's really pants.
Yeah.
It's not that great for me.
I've got to be honest, really, that's really pants. I wasn't really too sold by the first three. Do you recommend it?
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely recommend the first three.
What? Okay, so Alien Resurrection against Alien vs. Predator.
Oh, completely different.
Yeah, but, you know, if you were to watch one and they were both in front of you, which one would you go
for? Alien vs. Predator.
Oh, yeah?
It's more entertaining. This one's dull.
See, I thought Alien vs. Predator, I like the idea. I like the idea, but...
There's two aliens taking it.
Yeah.
Fuck that shit.
Yeah.
Especially in Predator.
Obviously the new one is an Alien vs. Predator 2, yeah?
Alien vs. Predator Record, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the second one.
You seen that?
They've also made Predators, which is like Predator 3, technically.
Oh, right. What's that?
That's good. Alien Brody, yeah. But it's just like a rehash of the first one with Arnold Schwarzenegger on Predator.
Oh, okay. Is he in it, yeah?
No.
Oh.
He's in the first one.
Yeah.
Then they had Predator 2, Danny Glover.
Yeah.
Then they had Alien vs.
Danny Glover.
Lethal Weapons, Danny Glover.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. That's weird. But no, I don't want to talk about Alien Resurrection that much because it's not that great.
It's not worth the talk.
Nah.
Okay.
It's worth watching just if you think, oh, I've seen the other three, I'll watch the fourth one.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not that fucking great. I wouldn't be that impressed with it.
Okay.
But come on, other Alien films.
There's loads of
it.
I think, you know,
Alien Invasion.
Cinema people, they just love
films with aliens in them.
Yeah, definitely.
We're littered with them because we're intrigued.
Mm-hmm.
We want to see something from another planet.
Yep.
Whether it's a comedy.
Because we want to believe. We want to that.
Like the X-Files. I want to believe.
Yeah, saying that we believe in. I think everyone does. Even religious people, people that believe that there's a God out there, they watch these films, and you know, I think there's some truth in it. I really do believe this thing. So, you know.
Believe that, Bill?
Definitely. It's got. I think we'd be naive to believe there's nothing else out there, and we, in this whole solar system, are on this tiny spit of sand.
Spit of sand
in the whole universe. Okay, that is what we are as a planet. We are
a speck.
Fucking speck. Minuscule. Us as people, individuals, are just nothing really compared to what is out there. So there's definitely something else out there. That's why I like to watch these films, you know. Just, you know. Independence Day.
That's what you believe in.
Huh?
That's what you believe in.
That's what I believe in, yeah, definitely.
Billy saw her face.
No, I'm a believer.
Without a trace.
I'm dead, not mine.
Billy knows. Cause he's a believer, nothing a dreamer, with an alien.
Coming to a HMV store near.
I hope not. Right, okay, so yeah, Independence Day. You said Independence Day. And what a great film that is.
Yeah.
Everyone loves Independence Day.
Yeah, man.
Will Smith kicking some alien ass.
Will Smith with his special slow-mo scenes, yeah. Definitely.
Do you love Will Smith and his special slow-mo scenes?
No, you know I don't.
Will Smith's good in this film,
though. Will Smith's pretty... Oh, right, okay.
I can't wait to go up there and kick E.T.'s ass. That's what he says.
Will Smith, okay, he's a cool guy. He's definitely a very cool guy. But, you know, it's like a comedian. You don't milk a joke.
Okay.
You run it into the crowd, and then it gets a little bit boring.
He's cool though. He's cool.
But just sort of whew, with some music on, do. I've just been beaten the fuck out of, and now I'm wearing the smartest Armani suit you've ever seen in your life.
He don't do that this film, though.
And my shit don't stink.
This film he picked up with Jeff Goldblum.
That's what I mean. That's why
Jeff Goldblum's awesome because he talks like this, and when you go up and down, it walks away, and you know that it's the way it works.
Jeff Goldblum is an effortless actor. I'm doing a Jeff Goldblum impression here as I talk, because this is how he is in real life. And he sort of talks like this, And even when he's in movies, it's just...
It's like, it doesn't matter what emotion he's in, it has to work out that the fact that with the aliens attacking, has to get attacked.
This is how he is in real life. I've seen him on interviews and stuff, and you're like, you actually like that.
He does, he plays it pretty good, doesn't he?
He does, yeah, definitely. In Jurassic Park as well, you know.
Yeah.
I can't really tell he's sort of the same person. I'm still doing it.
I love it. Jeff Goldblum is awesome.
Yeah,
he's in The Fly. He's been wicked in The Fly. You've seen The Fly?
Never seen The Fly.
You should have watched The Fly.
Yeah?
He's amazing. But
what I remember from The Fly is like a coral in the middle of a swimming pool.
That's not The Fly.
That is not The Fly.
What film are you thinking?
I'm thinking of a load of old people in a swimming
pool. Cocoon!
That's the one!
That's not The Fly, that's Cocoon. That's Steve Guttenberg.
Close enough.
Both
hang on,
80s.
Jeff Goldblum, Steve Guttenberg. Both their surnames begin with a G.
I'll give you that one. Well done, Billy.
Yeah, cheers, mate.
Well done. Okay, well, here is a clip of Jeff Goldblum doing his ultra cool acting.
Do you have a problem with peaches now as a result of that? Do you hate peaches or are you afraid of peaches?
I like them. I like the peach. I like all fruit. I like all food. I'm a very kind of non-picky eater.
Right.
I love food, and I love the simple, beautiful peach, especially when it's ripe and fuzzy and delicious. I like the peach pie.
These are, without a doubt, the strangest interviews. I'm out here every night with different celebrities, and later on, I just want to look at a transcript because there are all these just quotes. I love the peach pie, said Jeff Goldblum.
Goldblum.
Your secrets.
People always ask me how I pronounce my name, Goldblum or Goldblum. I always tell them the same thing. How dare you speak to me?
Love that, man.
Love Jeff Goldblum.
Fucking
who doesn't love you?
He's the man.
He is the man who talks with his hand and doesn't really know what you're talking about.
Just so completely crazy.
Independence Day. About the aliens that attack.
Yep.
Man.
Will Smith gets pretty pissed off in there.
He does, he kicks one.
He does.
He punches one in the face.
Yep.
I'd love to punch an alien in the face.
You pull it out of its ship.
Yeah. Fuck you!
Yeah, you're dragging it along.
Yeah.
You stink! Yeah. You're taking no shit.
He takes no shit.
They're aliens, they don't mess around when they come into
that. They go crazy, like Waterworlds.
Yeah.
They come down to destroy.
Yeah, that Waterworlds, I thought that was shit.
Want fan of Waterworlds?
No.
No?
Only because the thought of it, they blow up one of them, and then they all blow up.
No, that wasn't the whole point. That was Independence Day.
No, when Tom Cruise,
yeah.
They all get put in the cages, don't they? They're putting up the humans in these little cages into these things, and it blows one of them up.
Yeah.
But then they all start breaking.
No, you missed the whole point of the film.
Right.
That was coincidence. The whole point of the film at the end is that they do that, yeah, it's fine, they blow one of them up at least, that's one. They don't die because of that, they die because they get bacteria, they get cold. They get, you know when you get cold,
yep.
And you get better,
mm-hmm.
They get cold because they're not used to bacteria in this world,
yep.
They die.
What, a machine?
No, the aliens inside them.
Do we see that?
No, the aliens start dying,
yep.
When the machines start malfunctioning,
because
yep. There's no one to operate the machines, and they die. They get sick. They get the flu, pretty much. They get the common cold.
Do we see an alien in
it? Yeah, because then the army man, he pokes it, and one of them falls out. And then Morgan Freeman narrates, we have earned our immunity on this planet, because we fought off bacteria for so long, we've now earned immunity to... You get a cold, you'll get better in a couple of days. Your body's ready to fight it.
Mm-hmm.
They've come from another planet to this planet. They can't handle it.
Oh, okay.
That was the whole point.
Okay.
Because it'd be exactly the same way if we went to their planet. We'd probably die straight away from the gases in the air or the bacteria.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's the whole point of the thing. And that's what the original idea was about.
Yep.
It was just coincidence that he was able to put a grenade, wasn't it, in there. And there was and they were too sick to fight it off because they were getting ill.
Right, I'm with you.
Yeah. So really, Waterworld is quite clever compared to a lot of films. Like, that's how they die, in Independence Day.
Mm-hmm.
They stick a virus by a computer Remember? Mm-hmm. They fly all the way out to space into the mothership and put a little iPod virus. iTunes. They put a bad iTunes song.
I don't like this.
I don't like this song. And then they go boom, and it just eradicates their force field, and then they literally kick the shit out. They blow the shit out.
Okay, so I've obviously missed a lot in these movies.
You missed a lot in War of the Worlds, didn't you? But yeah. But another film, which is pretty cool, like the Alien Invasions, with your mate, Will Smith.
Oh yeah.
Men in Black.
He likes an alien film, doesn't he, Will Smith?
He does, he loves the aliens, doesn't he?
What about in Hancock? He's an alien in that, really.
Technically, he is. Mm-hmm. He is one of that. But Men in Black, that's a cool little film.
Yep.
Everyone loves a bit of Men in Black. Come on.
Yeah, but he's got some good one line.
You like Will Smith in that, yeah?
Yeah.
You're happy with Will Smith in that film?
Yeah, I'm happy with Will Smith.
He's pretty funny in that.
Yeah.
And he's all about saving the Earth.
Yep.
From alien invasions.
Mm-hmm.
He got a bug man.
When did Independence Day come out?
Independence Day came out in 1996.
A year later.
Men in Black came out in 97, so he was prepared, he was there, he was ready.
Yeah, he had already done his own work.
And he was going to do it. And they made it a bit more lighthearted. But the best alien invasion film. Mars Attacks.
You know we love this film.
We love a bit of Mars Attacks. Here is
the... Come out at the same time as Independence Day.
1996. Huh? Not as popular.
No.
Tim Burton film, a bit weird.
Yep.
Like a 1960s kind of sci-fi film.
It's a funky film.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be like putting a comedy spin on aliens attack.
It was like taking a piss out of homaging the Ed Wood style films of the 60s and the 1950s sci-fi films.
Yep.
That's what it was. Here is the trailer for Mars Attacks.
Professor, what do we know about them?
We know they're extremely advanced technologically, which suggests, very rightfully so, that they're peaceful.
I suspect they have more to fear from us than we from them.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Martian ambassador is going to say a few words.
Come on down, Mr. Ambassador.
Whoa.
That's a Martian? That's gross.
My God.
Yikes.
They blew up Congress.
Hey, we all make mistakes, Mr. President.
This could be a cultural misunderstanding.
Mr. President, they have a planet surrounded with thousands of warships.
What do you think, Marcia?
Kick the crud out of them.
Mr. President, we're going to need you to safety.
Should we go this way?
I'm sorry, ma'am. There's a tour going through here.
Jack Nicholson.
This is the President of the United States.
I want the people to know that they still have 2 out of 3 branches of the government working for them, and that ain't bad.
Glenn Close as the First Lady.
I'm not going to have that thing in my house.
Annette Bening.
People say they're ugly, but I think they've come to show us the way.
Pierce Brosnan.
Very curious.
Danny DeVito. Martin Short.
Uh-huh.
Sarah Jessica Parker. Michael J. Fox. Ron Steiker.
Annihilate! Kill! Kill!
Jim Brown. Lucas Haas.
He made the international sign of the donut.
Jack Nicholson.
Whoa! Hey! You're Tom Jones, right?
And yes, Tom Jones.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone.
Mars Attacks.
Why can't we all just get along?
I love that trailer. Everyone loves it. Yep. Tom Jones is in that film. Danny DeVito.
Yep.
Pierce Brosnan. Sarah Jessica Parker. Mm-hmm. Michael J. Fox.
The big black dude out of The Goods.
Bing Rames, isn't it? Yeah, isn't it? Yeah. Jack Black's in it.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Nicholson. He plays the president.
He does, doesn't he? He hides away from it all.
And he also plays the Vegas guy, Geezer Vegas.
Yep.
Annette Bening, she's in it.
Who?
Annette Bening. She's a big actress.
Yeah?
Yeah. Who?
Yeah. Sorry, Eddie. When you listen to this, I apologise. Mm.
Tim Burton, it's a good film. It's a cool little film. And then they kill him by playing him one song, which goes...
I love that song.
When I move on, but on.
I want to download this song. You just told that to me.
Yeah?
Yep.
I will find it.
Yep, we need
to
find that song.
I will give it to you. Yeah.
No. I just want to hear, I don't want to hear it. I just want to hear you sing it. I don't want to. I just get a recorder of you. That's beautiful, man. That's baby you. Making music.
But they're aliens. They're going.
I tried learning that language, man. It's tough.
They're all like, they don't give a shit. They've got big alien brains.
Yep.
With the big things that hang over their heads.
Yep. Like so they can breathe.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, so they can, it's like nitric acid. Mm. That's kind of the gas.
What they, yeah.
And yeah, it's pretty nice. It's a cool little film. I want to watch it now. I haven't seen it in ages.
Yep. So I remember when you got it, you was raving about it.
Yeah.
You got a t-shirt with your DVD.
Yeah, I did.
You did?
No, video. I had a video.
Sorry, yeah, VHS. Yeah.
It was a double pack video. I was like, oh. T-shirt.
You did, I remember that.
Fucking hell, I don't remember. I remember now.
15 years ago.
That was a long time ago.
15 years.
Yeah. I remember seeing it at cinema.
Yeah.
I remember telling people, oh, God, I see Mars Attacks. I'm like, what the fuck is Mars Attack? What's Mars Attack? I don't know what Mars Attack. My mum won't let me go see
Mars. What's Mars Attack? Come on. What do you not understand about the title? Seriously.
About Venus attacking.
What? How else can I put this to you?
It's a simple thing.
It's called Mars Attack.
They're Martians.
Yes.
Not aliens, technically. They're Martians. Martian. The beginning of the name.
What's the difference between a Martian and an alien?
Martians are from aliens and from Mars. Simple as that.
But there's no aliens on Mars.
Where do you go?
Well, I went there on holiday last year. I spent the summer out there, man. Worked in a bar.
Was it good?
Yeah.
Anyone there?
There's a few celebrities come over.
A Total Recall.
Yeah.
With a free sitting lady. Get your ass to Mars. Damn it, give the bit air. That's it. It's set on Mars, isn't it? Total Recall. I love Total Recall.
Good film.
Total Recall.
Special effects are out of this world, especially when he wears a fat lady suit.
Are we thinking Total Recall could maybe be a movie box?
It could be a movie box.
Right, writing that down.
Yeah.
Listen to it.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Keep an eye out.
Keep an eye out from Total. Get your ass to Mars. Love it. Okay, so we've been talking about aliens which attack.
Yep.
Right, we had like the Independence Day, mm-hmm. Alien,
yep.
Sort of quadruple, mm-hmm. Quadrilogy.
Yep.
Quadrilogy.
These are aliens that attack us.
Attack us. What about nice aliens?
Nice aliens. Is there such a term?
Like Mr. E.T.
This one is the one.
The little brown...
This is how everyone wants an alien to be. Like a little friend.
A little brown turd.
Mm-hmm. A little turd with an extendable neck.
An extendable finger.
Ooh. That lights, turd. That glows in the dark. I want to touch you with a special finger.
Here is E.T.
In 1975, he directed Jaws. In 1978, he directed Close Encounters of the Third Kind. In 1981, he directed Raiders of the Lost Ark. And now, Steven Spielberg brings us E.T., the Extraterrestrial. We will witness the arrival. The search, the desertion, the fear, the discovery, the friendship.
I'm keeping you.
The secret, the love, the warning, the signal. The mystery. The danger. The intrusion. The wonderment. The enchantment. The hope. The connection has been made. Universal Pictures presents Steven Spielberg's E.T. The Extraterrestrial.
As people make it out, it's a great film because it's not the most favourite, but it's a cool film, it's a nice little film. But maybe
it's
to us,
a good family film,
nostalgic to us because it's like when we grew up, it was like put that film on. Anyone other than E.T.?
When was E.T. made?
1986.
7.
82?
2?
8? Fucking 3 years before I was born. Two years before you were born.
Hell. No way.
How crazy is that? 82, I didn't even know it was that old.
Steven Spielberg must be about 164 now.
He is, he's 3,000 years old.
Yeah.
Steven Spielberg is technically Jesus. That's how it works out. You know, he just comes, he gets stuck on a planet.
Yep.
And you know, he just wants to go home.
That's all he wants to do.
He wants to phone home, go home, get saved.
Yep.
And it's, you know, it's about people, you know, and you know, typical.
Gets a
bonnet, and they just want to fucking test him, poke him and shit.
Yep.
And the kid's like, no!
Mm-hmm.
Leave him alone, he's sick.
Yep.
You know what I mean? He wants to go home, he needs to go home.
Yeah. And that's why you, any sort of person, you build this bond with someone, you want to help him.
Yeah. Humans, just like Robot Monster said,
yep,
just want to start poking around.
Yep.
Robot Monster, yeah.
Robot Monster. Knew what he was talking
about.
Yeah.
I still don't know why they kind of went back in time and all that shit.
Changed it around. You fucked us up. You got to one of my islands, so now you got to be off.
If anyone's listening to this and doesn't know what Robot Monster is, go and listen to the Movie Bomb Robot Monster podcast.
Yep.
And you'll be surprised at how bad that film is. With a nice message in the end.
It is bad.
We love Roy. Go Roy! Big up to Roy. Big leather jacket.
We love Roy. I want to see if Roy's still about.
He's probably dead.
Probably
killed himself. But no, E.T. Drew Barrymore's in this film. Drew Barrymore, when she was a kid.
Just before
that's how old. Actually, that's how old the film is. Yeah. She was a kid when this film was made.
Just before she got hooked on coke.
Literally on set, she got hooked by coke.
E.T. How old was she when she made this? About 8, 9?
No, about 5, 6.
She didn't get on coke when she was that age.
Let's have a look. She was born in 75, she was 6, 7.
And that's when she got hooked on coke.
Yeah, E.T. gave it to her. E.T.
was
like,
such a drugs pusher.
E.T. was like, slow drugs. Do coke. Phone homies.
Dealer.
And talking about aliens and drugs, as you do.
Yeah, always in the same category.
There's a new film coming out this year. It's made by Joe Cornish. You know Joe Cornish is. Joe Cornish is part of Adam and Joe.
Does he make pasties?
You know, he is.
Or does he make ice cream?
Both.
He does both, I thought so.
Adam and Joe, you know Adam and Joe.
Adam and Joe, yeah, I recognise that name.
That's, they copy our style.
Oh, they copied us.
Yeah, we copied it. I'm Adam.
I'm Billy.
Billy, oh no.
We ain't copying no one.
But no, he's made this film, and this is literally what the tagline is. A teen gang in South London defending their block from an alien invasion. Okay? This is the trailer for the up and coming movie, Attack the Block, which we are in May.
That's an alien, bruv. Believe it. When I landed in the wrong place, though, you get the wrong place.
Well done, lads. You discovered a species hitherto unknown to science.
He kicked his head in.
Yo, check it.
More.
More what?
Them things. Lovely fireworks.
Mommy, it's alien invasion.
Of course it is.
I'm killing them. I'm killing them straight. Let's get to the blood.
Quite sweet, really, aren't they?
That looks triple the size.
Right now, I feel like going home, locking my door, and playing FIFA.
What were those things?
I think I'm probably aliens.
What kind of alien would invade some council estate in South London?
I'm just looking for a fight.
What is that?
Sorry about the driving. I'm getting lessons for Christmas.
Whoa!
Got no credit.
Got one text left. This is too much madness to explain in one text.
We have to call the police.
You'd be better off calling the Ghostbusters, love.
What's wrong with you, man?
We got two. Jesus, he looks about six.
A 9 and a half.
We need to get off the streets. Back in the block.
May, I think it's
May. Gonna see that. That's a must see.
God, that looks like, it's like a Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah.
But with aliens.
Yeah, mate. It South London. I like the little spin they put on it.
He's cool, isn't it? Is that?
Yeah.
Man, they're getting the wrong block, yo, blood. Man, they're gonna mess this shit up, yeah? And team.
It's always and team.
Man, I just wanna go home, man, play FIFA. Fucking weird. I'm gonna go kill this shit. That's good. That's what would happen.
Yeah.
If say it happened now.
Yep.
In London, because kids like that. I'll fuck these aliens up. Yeah. I'll fuck this shit up.
Yeah. That's what kids like in the ghetto.
Yeah, no, it's a fucking ghetto. You're not ghetto. Fucking poor. Annoys me. How can you be poor, right? That's what annoys me. Like they sit there and like South. Oh, they're saying like London. And then they go, yeah, man, we come from proper working class background, man. Yeah, you start saying yeah. My mum ain't got no shit, she can't afford to feed me. What are you doing? I'll go home and play Xbox, yeah?
Yeah.
Happy for an Xbox, you little fucker. I mean, just fucking grow up, get a job, sort yourself out. You wanna talk like that, but go get a fucking job.
Adam Barker, Prime Minister.
Vote. What? Me and Dave Cameron like that, motherfucker. Yeah, sort it out, man. I'm team. But Alien, you know, Alien Attack the Block, that's Joe Cornish from Adam and Joe's made that.
Yeah.
That's gonna be a good film. It's either gonna do two things. People are gonna be watching it again, it's fucking brilliant.
Yep.
Go and watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's gonna be just sort of drift off and people are gonna, it's not until it comes out on DVD, people go, go and watch that Attack the Block, it's pretty funny.
Yep.
You see what I mean? So
it's got Nick, it's
Nick,
got me saying.
Nick Frost is in it.
It looked pretty funny.
A little bit of comic relief, he's gonna be like in and out of it, so it looks like it's gonna be some good little funny bits in it.
Mm-hmm.
But no, yeah. So I like,
that.
I would recommend that.
Yeah.
But what we were saying, and the question was,
mm-hmm.
What the fuck does Billy know about aliens? What do you know, Billy?
What do I know? I treat an alien the same way I treat a zombie. I'm going straight to home base, or B&Q, and I want to prepare there. Hopefully, this home base, or B&Q, I'm going to have to go and Google one and find one that is near a Tesco's, or an Asda, or any large supermarket, stock up with food. Bring it on, bitches.
So you're pretty scared?
I'm not pretty scared, I'm prepared. I'm not scared, I'm prepared.
You're not scared, people. Prepared.
Bang.
Bang!